Welcome to Season 6 of Retrain Your Brain, 10 minutes of practical personal development to help you reframe your thinking to be your best self. This season reflects on some of the frustrations which 2020 has brought to the fore, including cancel culture, lockdown fatigue, and fear of missing out, looking at the common reactions as well as how we could choose to respond moving to 2021. If we have freed our mind from the negative, we've got space to focus on what will enhance our lives. To conclude this season, I wanted to think about what will best move us forward, because there's been a lot of things that on reflection over this last year have improved, but there are some behaviours where we may have faltered a little in our personal growth. So I wanted to end with a very simple affirmation to avoid self-righteousness and simply to enable us to go out and do something more productive for ourselves instead. So, I don't know if you, like me, have those little moments where you just can't help making judgments on others. Even if you end up making excuses for their behaviour where you think you're being polite. For example, you know, she's always so flaky. I mean, I know she's got a lot going on, but haven't we all? Well, yes, indeed. Haven't we all? And that special affirmation that I'm learning to use is, I know she's got a lot going on, just like me. And that helps me move on and focus on something that's actually going to improve my situation. Just like me, people can have a hard time. Just like me, others might let you down even when they don't want to. Just like me, people have a life which can sometimes get in the way of what they actually wanted to do. Just like me, they feel pretty bad about it, and judgment only adds to that guilt. Remember that other people's behaviour is not about you. Let's break that down for a moment. Have you never let someone down at the last minute? Have you never agreed to something and then changed plans? Have you never just simply not shown up because you genuinely forgot, lost track of time, really didn't know which day it was? And what was your reason? Oh, it's okay, it's so-and-so. They're used to me being like that or doing that. No, of course not. There were a number of external events contributing to that moment, and it is highly unlikely that any of them were personal relative to the person being let down. It is very easy to take things personally, especially when we have been upset. It's a bit of an emotional hangover from our preference to being within a collective. We do have a tendency to seek validation from others. We do look to those around us to inform our behaviour and sometimes our thinking, to varying degrees of success for us. And when we are let down or put out in some way, an automatic negative thought may well be, is it because of me? This may then make us angry, which sets out the cycle of criticism that I outlined at the start, and solves little. So can you reframe your thinking? Try to ask instead, rather than, is it because of me? Is it just like me? This puts a whole new perspective on the incident. It's one where we can acknowledge and accept that we are all actually quite similar, just at different points in time. Note, however, this does not mean, whether personal or not, you have to accept a repeat of that behaviour, even if you are to forgive it, or at least not waste energy by judging it. If you do happen to need greater reliability, then ask yourself, what can I do to achieve that? And go and do it. The point I'm making here is more about the act of judgment. So why is being judgmental such a waste of energy? Well, professionally, as a coach, it would stop me from fulfilling the fundamental rule of coaching, which is holding a belief that the client is able to solve his or her issues, even if it takes time, on their own. If you have no faith in your client, your ethical move is to refer them to someone else, and that would impede my practice and my success. For you too, in the professional context, a belief that someone is not capable or will just behave in a certain way can lead to the self-fulfilling prophecy, which needn't have happened, or it might result in trusting someone who turns out to be a bad bet, or conversely, not trusting someone who deserved an opportunity. Past behaviour is perhaps an indicator of the future, but it's certainly not the whole picture. And personally, being judgmental can lead to unfair expectations being placed or a lack of forgiveness following being let down. And of course, if we just wind ourselves up enough by expressing our self-righteousness or critique of others, how much energy do we actually have left for doing the things that serve our higher good or, in psychological terms, help us reach our goals? So how can we move on instead of judge? Number one, ask, don't assume. If something has upset you, take a moment to ask nicely why it happened. You might follow that up by asking, what can you both do to avoid it happening in future, if there is to be a future? Number two, recognize if you are making sweeping statements and call yourself out on them. Notice if you are saying things like all men, all women, all children, or no one, or everyone. And ask yourself if you really mean that, or you're actually just referring to one particular person or situation. Number three, choose to recognize and verbalize something nice instead of the critique. Instead of thinking, oh, he's showing off again, try, I'm really glad I got to see him so happy. This has the bonus of enabling you to springboard off that positivity and go and focus on developing yourself, rather than instead being consumed with envy or anxiety. And don't take it personally. If that wasn't enough, try this thought experiment. A, think about the person who let you down. B, ask yourself, what do you think he or she is doing now? C, ask yourself, do you think he or she is thinking about you now, or is actually concerned with aspects of his or her own life? And D, apart from this task, how much do you think about that person on a daily basis? That exercise puts things in perspective. We are highly unlikely to feature high enough on anyone's radar to have been prey to a deliberate snub. And when you can accept that, it is likely that any anger you may feel may well disperse with it. And we return to the original affirmation that will help you move on. It happened. There will have been a reason. Just like me. We're not so different. And perhaps we're not so bad, after all. That's all for this session. For more practical tips, The Leader's Guide to Resilience is in bookshops now, or try my free self-development tools, tips and guided meditations on my YouTube site, Dr. Audrey Tang, or articles on my website, www.draudreytang.com. And remember, choose to be awesome, because that's who you are.